My king, time is literally running out. We have to make a move before we're unable to do anything. Every moment we continue to wait, every second that ticks by, our chances decrease. I am practically begging you to get your head on straight. We have to act now.
The queen is right, sir. I honestly don't know what we're waiting for.
You two seem awfully convinced the stars have aligned in our favor. You've been hounding me to start this war since we got here. I get it. But you aren't looking at the bigger picture. You seldom do. It is why I am king, and no one could fill my shoes. No one could have pulled off what I have done in this world. No one. I guess there's no getting around the inevitable. Guards! Bring the Crown Prince here now.
Sir? Will you be consulting with the Crown Prince?
You'll see.
You called for me, Father?
You wouldn't be here otherwise. I bet the soldiers saw you walk in. And when the missiles start flying, they'll think you were the one that ordered them. The young lion overpowering the old lion. That's what they'll think.
What? I'm not sure what you mean.
Lord Oreb, do you have the access codes for the Hellfire missiles?
I do, Your Majesty.
I'm going to show you why the right moment to strike is something I have always had advantageous foresight about. Enter the launch codes.
As you command.
Set them for the center of the Angel Army base. Fire the missiles at will, Lord Warren.
What's that?
Sir, radar is picking up missiles being launched at us. None of our previous intel ever alluded to the Angel Army having human missiles. I don't understand.
What's happening?
My prince, come here. Look at this monitor. How fast would you say these missiles are traveling? The ones coming at us?
I'd say about 500 miles an hour.
Probably conventional cruise missiles. The queen is correct on her assessment. Sir, we need to brace ourselves for impact. Like now.
No time. If we get hit, so be it. Esther, give me a status report.
Three Kree's missiles of unknown origins made impact on the base, sir. Casualties are unknown at this time.
Can you give me an estimate?
The missiles detonated on impact in Erius on the base housing 50 soldiers per tent. Estimated casualties? 300 soldiers.
Asylus, that was a very stupid move. I never meant for you to launch an attack spontaneously.
Watch your tongue, my queen.
Lord Oreb and I have been working on a strategic plan of attack, and you just completely ruined that. What the hell is wrong with you? Do you want to win this war, or what? Are you hell-bent on sending us all to the slaughterhouse?
2 minutes ago, you couldn't wait to get this war started. Now what? You should be happy you got what you wanted.
Permission to leave and check on my wife and son, Your Majesty.
Granted.
Under attack?
Oh my god, Monica. I think we're in real trouble.
New K.
Kingdom Radio Theater.
Are you tired of the same old information served up in the same old way? Do you crave a podcast that challenges conventional wisdom and seeks the truth? Well, we have a solution for your problem. The Miseducation Project, the podcast that dares to question everything you thought you knew and things you knew you didn't know. I'm just saying. Join our team of professional educators as they host you on a mind-expanding journey, diving deep into the untold stories and hidden histories that shape our schools, our communities, and our world.
Are you ready to unlearn, reevaluate, and ignite your intellectual curiosity? Then join us on the Miseducation Project.
Tune in to the Miseducation Project today and unlock a world of thought-provoking conversations that will reshape your understanding of the world we live in.
Expand your mind, challenge your assumptions, and join the movements to redefine education. Subscribe to the Miseducation Project wherever you get your podcasts. Watch us on Patreon and YouTube.
The Miseducation Project, because true wisdom comes from embracing the power of questioning.
The attack on the Angel Armor base was as ineffective as it was sudden. Questions about the King's rash tactics simmered amongst those in his inner circle. As Asylus and his generals assessed the damage and removed the dead from the grounds, many were left wondering what would happen next. All the while, Jacob and Monica were gearing up to clear a space for themselves at the war table in case the King was deemed no longer of sound mind. There was a great sense of uncertainty in the air, and it was stifling. But just as their bewilderment tore into their moral, a soldier looking into the distance cried out in utter disbelief. The angel army that had stood without so much as a puff of smoke from their missile attack had suddenly vanished. Inexplicably, the base was simply not there. In the rush of the moment, Lord Oreb ran out to the front of the soldiers and made an impromptu speech.
I don't know why the enemy has retreated, but we must assume they will return. We will not be caught off guard again. We stand at attention from here on out and march on our King's orders. Everyone, every demon, it is time to be on high alert and to begin our war with the Angel Army.
The soldiers were encouraged, but the demons barked aggressively, demanding to hear from their queen. Queen Anna then made her way to the front of the soldiers and demons, much to the delight of everyone. And as she turned her shoulders to face everyone, her royal coat dropped to the ground, revealing her military uniform. This sent the crowd into an uproar of enthusiasm. She said to them,
"Our king took aim at the heart of the Alpha Omega, and it caused such fear that they ran to the hills and hid their faces from us. You see, we must not show them any fear whatsoever. We stand at attention, as Lord Orb said, and ready ourselves to fight them with everything we have. We will set their souls ablaze with our tenacity, with our grit, with our eyes fixed on glory. For this is either our finest hour or the final hour for all humanity and the reign of Lucifer. And we will not surrender our domain. Not to aliens, not to supernatural fiends, and certainly not to cowards who run and hide when we fire a few missiles. We rule this world, now and forever.
Natalia, come here.
My king, why aren't you outside with the soldiers? You should probably speak to them now.
Ah, let Orib and the queen get their kicks in front of the soldiers. They live for that stuff. I'm too stressed out. I need you close to me.
Of course. Whatever you need me to do.
Kiss me.
Are you sure right now is a good time?
I don't even know how much time we have left, so we should do it as much as we can.
Oh, my king, I wish we could do it forever.
It just feels so right with you, Natalia. I can never get enough.
Silas, what the hell are you doing?
My lady, I'm sorry. I'll leave now.
Oh, you're gonna leave all right.
My lady. I'm sorry.
Are you gonna shoot me too?
I wish to God I could put a bullet in you right now, Silas. But something tells me soon I won't have to.
Queen Anna and Orib met in the command center. The queen was visibly upset and very irritated. Orib asked if everything was all right, but she snapped angrily at him. Orib, unsure of what to make of the irritable queen, sat next to her as she stood burning with fury. He waited patiently for her to regain her composure. She turned to him, and a single tear curved along her rosy cheek. Her eyes were watery and filled with rage.
You know, I used to wonder why you never got married, Jeremy. Now I truly understand why. And certainly don't blame you. In fact, I envy you for being free from the black hole I find myself in right now.
Love is a complicated matter that often results in little wars, my queen. And little wars often lead to bigger ones. To commit ourselves completely to a relationship of that magnitude can be a beautiful thing. But our hearts often pay a steep price for the vulnerability inherent in it.
Do you ever wonder what your life might be like if you had a partner?
I have no regrets. To be perfectly honest, I've had relationships, but they could never be more important than my duty. Most people wouldn't stay in a relationship like that. Especially in a marriage. Your partner has to not only mean the world to you, but they also need to be your world.
What are we going to do? It appears the king is hell-bent on sabotaging our chances of winning. He's behaving like an old man with Alzheimer's. He doesn't seem to know if he's coming or going. This is such a mess.
He has been erratic in his decisions. I've been worried for a while, as you know. I think we both understand the severity of our situation. But our king seems to have other things on his mind.
There's only one thing left to do.
And what's that?
I need to talk to Beals.
Do you think it's wise, my queen?
Probably not, but what choice do we have? He isn't listening to any of us. Maybe he'll listen to him.
I would highly advise against this, but if you feel you have this under control, I can only caution you to the greatest extent. For such matters are never controllable by human beings. I mean, look what it's done to our king.
I know in my heart you are right, Jeremy. And I know you simply want to protect me. But I'm not suggesting this is something I want to do. Out of some naive idea that I can reason with the Enlightened One. My efforts are actually meant to protect you and everyone that's left on this earth.
In nomine de nostre Satanas, introibo ad alatare, palas aron osinomas gehemel cla orle, basque bano tudan donas, berek he pantaras te.
You fool! Why do you summon me?
I fear we may lose this war if the king isn't able to lead us into battle. He's undermining every strategy we come up with. I know he will listen to you, my master. I am asking for your help.
Will you not follow your king?
I will, my lord. But he's gone mad.
Do you think any of you would even be here if it weren't for Silas?
No.
And you think right now, as the hour of judgment draws near, he's going to fumble when everything in his entire life was part of this master plan to lead everyone here?
No, my lord.
When the time is right, the king will order you to do what needs to happen. Till then, never summon me again. Because if you do, it will be the very last thing you ever do on this earth.
Wait. I can't see anything. My sight. Great Lucifer, please restore my sight.
Go to your king now and beg for his forgiveness.
My eyes! Oh God, I can't see! Oh God!
Dressed in heavy thunder, lead me on my own. Into light, never let me go again. Keep me far from home. Come inside, let me show you everything. Come and
You called for me?
Yes, little Asylus here needs to be changed. The wet nurse is indisposed at the moment.
I imagine, with all the wounded right now...
Something like that.
Aw, come here. Oh, you're such a big boy. Look at you. Just look at you. You're the cutest little guy in the world. Yes, you are. I think you know it. I think you know it with those chubby cheeks. Oh, I could just eat them up. Yes, I could. Yes, I would. Oh, tickle, 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 tickle.
My king, I came as soon as I got your summons. Oh, Princess Monica. I had no idea you were here. I can come back later.
Nope, don't worry. I'm on my way out.
Dr. Slaughter, can you assist the princess, please? Help her carry her things and come back after.
As you wish, Your Majesty.
Thank you for helping, Eugene.
My pleasure. I'm happy to help and to see you. You know that. It's one of the few things I truly enjoy on the base.
I never got the chance to thank you for the blood. That was risky for all of us.
I'd give my blood for you, Princess. God, I miss you. I miss the smell of you.
Eugene, really, you need to stop this. Now.
Don't be like that. You know I can't help it. Look, for all we know, that child could very well be mine.
Now, listen. You need to get back to the king. I thank you for your help, but you need to go. Besides, ew, don't flatter yourself. There is no way in any universe that this baby could possibly even remotely be yours, Eugene.
And never utter those words again. Or they will be the last words you ever say. Are we clear?
Been listening to The Rise of King Asylus, episode 86, Salt of Doubt, starring J.V. Torres as King Asylus and Beals, Shane Maester as Queen Anna, Steve Fisher as Lord Jeremy Oreb, Dominic Notaro as Prince Jacob, Migle Kushmarskite as Esther, Johanna Valdezan as Natalia. L.A. Bonet as Princess Monica. Daniel French as Dr. Slaughter. And narrated by Sergei Brezhnikov. This episode features the song Devil You Know by Analog. For more information about the cast, the music, or this production, please visit us at www.theriseofkingasylus.com. for a full list on our Season 6 episode page. This has been a production of the New Kingdom Radio Theater in Baltimore, Maryland. Copyright 2023. And stay tuned for episode 87. Oh no, please kick-